year, he was a bishop. The other three individuals are now with Bishop Sheen and our Lord. But so this is quite an honor to still be here after about 19 years, 20 years since we approached the bishop of Peoria, of course.
Absolutely. So, when you heard the news that Archbishop Sheen's, remains were coming to Peoria, I mean, what was your initial reaction to that?
Well, I knew it was going to happen. And number one, the news came, and I have Google alerts throughout the year, so I became aware of it Friday night. And since it is a spiritual center, I will tell you that in the past 9 months, number one, it was going to happen because this is the 100th anniversary of Bishop Sheen being ordained come September 20th. That's exciting. And then the other spiritual things that had occurred, that in the last 6 months rather than nine, I received a book from Greg Ladd, who started the cause, who had it transferred from New York to here. An autographed copy was donated to the museum with his autograph on the death anniversary of what was to be his death. And then second of all, Father Andrew Apostoli, who also went to Peoria with us, I received a book autographed by him. And then I got a call from a lovely lady in West Virginia who found the book of Bishop Sheen's that was autographed where she was shopping. So those three significant signs kind of told me it's coming close. And with everybody's interest and love for our divinity, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and therefore our Bishop Sheen, who was such a ambassador for our Lord, and to quote him, as I often do and have available, is our error is to separate the secular from the sacred and the natural from the supernatural, and it does not take much time to be a saint. It only takes much love. So we must keep that in mind. I mean, what valuable words that he, and so many millions more that he wrote throughout the year in his newspaper years throughout the newspaper articles and books he wrote and his knowledge of the Bible. It was expected, of course.
Yeah, so I mean, now that it's happening, you know, after the legal battle, it's been going on for several years here, I mean, his remains will come back to, you know, Peoria, and I mean, what does that mean for the whole process of him, you know, becoming a saint?
Well, I think what's important, we must realize we're not in human order, secular order. We're in divine order. And what appeared to be a challenge from New York to Illinois is really a spiritual challenge around the world. And so what better time for your generation and us, me as a baby boomer, all the other baby boomers, to rehear, experience in miracles, in dreams, what Bishop Sheen taught. Was very young when he was on television on Abraham Lincoln's birthday, 1952. All we know, we were mesmerized, and our parents were memorized, and the neighbors. Why? Because of his spirit, the Lord's spirit, the Holy Spirit in him. And that transferred through the television to set as to us now when we focus and remain in prayer and pray unceasingly. So it's a time we need it, don't you agree, with what we hear in our own state, what we hear around the world, all the dis-ease. It's now's the time to get, as our mission statement is for the museum, our mission is to encourage, uplift, inspire, and rekindle the love of those that read, see, and hear the words of Fulton Sheen. Archbishop Sheen's inspiration continues to guide us in blending his story with ours. So that's what we pray, that we listen to the Holy Spirit and provide that which is assigned to us, a divine assignment, and to be obedient so that we can make this world, the world within us and the world outside of us, the heaven on earth.
Right. So a little bit about the Fulton Sheen Spiritual Center. You told me it was started just around 20 years ago. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do out there?
Okay. It came once again, Tim, because, I was transferred to live beginning 30 years ago here to help Greg Ladd start the cause, and he was knew everything that needed to be done, paperwork to meet with Bishop Janke. Then I felt, after I assisted him, I was to look for a location. And the location I found was in the Railroad Depot Freight House, that's on 24, in El Paso, only about 40 minutes from Peoria. And realize this, that for 20 years, we were blessed not to pay rent or lease. And so this was free space, thanks to Dennis Schreck, who's now returned home to heaven too, who shared the same birthday as Bishop Sheen, May 8th. He said, surely I will give a hometown boy space in the museum. So it's only been a year this past May, thanks to my parents, who left an inheritance so we could purchase the building. And what we have there are personal relics. We have a photo gallery, art gallery, lots of Israeli art and sculptures of Bishop Sheen and a bust. We share U.S. world international history that Bishop Sheen, of course, was a part of. We have music. We have such exhibits of science, orbs. We mention and have available the stories of prominent world figures that were in Bishop Sheen. For instance, the very Reverend Billy Graham and Bishop Sheen were good friends. President Jimmy Carter, Einstein, of course, Pope Francis, who I was blessed to meet last October, Richard Wurmbrand. So we have, as much as the Holy Spirit has revealed in the research that I've been able to do, it's a spiritual center. It's an Illinois museum where people of all faiths are welcome to come and realize that Bishop Sheen, he touched the lives of many people, those with a faith, but not perhaps identified in the faith of Jewish people. He's received awards from rabbis in New York and, of course, the Catholics. So we want to be open. Whomever feels guided, and let me assure you, for the last 20 years, people have just stopped, because the Holy Spirit has guided them to stop. So now I'm very excited, and thanks to you, Bradley, and your communication, people are going to become more aware of us. We haven't advertised. We just kept our hearts and souls open and our doors open for whomever wishes to come and to be rekindled and excited about the Holy Spirit that does exist within us and in our world.
And one last question. I mean, this is obviously going to be a big thing for the city of El Paso. I mean, what do you think this means for the people who live there in Woodford County?
What do I think? I think they're going to become aware more of the bishop and his history, and it's going to be a grateful experience for all of us.
Okay, Karen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I invite your listeners to come and to be blessed to learn more and to experience Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Be blessed.